أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. الحمد لله، أولياء الله، أولياء الله are everywhere. لا تخلو الدنيا من أولياء الله. Some pass away, some comes. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, كما قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم, رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه, فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Holy Quran, some, those friend of Allah, they kept their covenant with Allah. They kept what they promised in the day of promises. Some of them passed away, some of them, they are waiting for that day. As this light, as soon as they put it on, that light, everything here became very white. That light is human invention. And that light is stronger than this lamp. But this also has light, but a small, a dimmer one, a less one. So from one lamp to another, light changes. From 5 watt lamp to 10 watt lamp to 100 watt lamp to 1000 watt lamp to 2000 watt lamp, to 1 million watt lamp, to infinity watt lamp, light increase. If any mistake, you correct. Also, the power of zikr from that power changes from lower to higher, to higher, to higher, to higher, to higher. Zikr power. As it goes more powerful, as the light of heavenly light will shine over those who are in that zikr session. As the strength of the sheikh who is conducting the zikr stronger, zikr become more effective. And as that one who is conducting zikr has stronger connection with his teacher, which from him goes to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the zikr becomes stronger also. That zikr tonight that we just finished Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has dressed us with a tajalli, with a dressing that not opened before to us ever. Usually, zikr is of two type. Either tajalli, blessings will be, Allah dress the people with the dressing of beauty, jamal, or dress them with the tajalli of majestic, jalal. Tonight, with Maulana Sheikh's barakah, everyone was dressed with a tajalli of a majestic tajalli. And completely the features of every person who was here tonight completely changed. Their physical features, their eyes, their ears, their nose completely changed. That dress was a majestic dress on every person, as if he is above 70 years of age. Any awliyaullah can see that these young people here or old people here are all of them are different of what they look with these physical eyes. Through the spiritual eyes, they were looking completely different. That dress that they have been given, Allah granted us, is a dress of 70 years and above to every person, as if we have worshipped 70 years. And that majestic dress for every person is able, with that dress that he was dressed tonight or she was dressed tonight, is able to throw away 70,000 devils from around them in that community, in that bigger area in this country. From that light and majestic light that we have been dressed, everyone is able to throw away or kick away 70,000 devil that comes on a human being, on these, on people around us. Don't think that Majlis al-Zikr is a waste of time. Majlis al-Zikr is a blessed majlis, is a blessed meeting, that you don't know when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent that light and dress us with it. Alhamdulillah, tonight we have achieved with Maulana Sheikh Nazim, may Allah bless him, Zbaraka, and his presence with us here through spiritual means, we have achieved that tajalli tonight. Most important is to keep coming for such association and such majalis al-zikr. One person of this majlis al-zikr that has been dressed tonight with that light is enough to bring mercy and power not only for Jakarta but for whole Indonesia. When Mahdi alayhi salam comes, those people of Majlis al-Zikr are going to be like stars between the Ummah. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam was building his boat on the land, in the jungle. People comes and say, Ya Nuh, what you are doing? He said, I'm building my boat. He said, you are building the boat in the jungle or must be on the beach? They said, if someone has mind, he build his boat by the beach. He said, Allah said to me to build here. I'm building here. He said, what is this? You are saying about a creator, a Lord. You are mentioning about Allah. We are not believing how Allah is telling you to build it inside the jungle. Must be at the beach. That to show us that people are really ignorant, have no belief. They believe only what they see. No iman. When there is no iman, everything you say, you reject. It's not correct. So they didn't have iman. They said to Sayyidina Nuh, no, you are wrong. And they come laughing at him. When we say that when Mahdi alayhi salam comes, these people of zikr are going to be like stars between the ummah. People now, they say, what they are saying. They laugh at us. They say they are wasting their time. But when Mahdi comes, they are losers, we are winners. Like Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, when Allah ordered rain to come and flood to carry the boat, they lost and Nuh wins. We are not saying something that is not in religion. Mahdi alayhi salam's information and hadith of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Islam. Prophet mentioned about Mahdi alayhi salam. So we believe of what Prophet said. And with that belief, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to grant us to see Mahdi alayhi salam either here, now, when he comes, or when we are giving our breath, the last minutes of our life, Mahdi will be there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us.
Amen.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us.
Amen.
Look, the first sentence that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned to Sahaba when the message came was La ilaha illallah. And if you look at kalimat La ilaha illallah, you will see that it is formed of three letters, all of it. Not three letters. Three letters. Thalathat huruf. The alif, the lam, and the ha. That?
No.
No, alif.
Alif, lam, then ha.
Lam, ha. And we explain, inshallah, next time, more about that. Alif,
alif
is the ibtida. Ha is the intiha. Lam is in between. You say ilah. Ilah is of three letters. Alif, first. Lam, second. Ha. Alif means the beginning. Ibtida, the beginning of creation. Ha is the intiha of creation. And lam in the middle. Huwa al-awwalu wa huwa al-akhir. Huwa al-awwal is the beginning, is the alif. Huwa al-akhir is the end, is the ha. And in between is the lam, is the creation. So the lam represents the whole creation. Lam comes in the middle. Alif, ha, beginning, end, and lam in beginning. So lam is dependent on alif. And lam is dependent on ha. Alif is independent. Ha is independent. So the only dependent is lam. And lam is the symbol of creation. Inshallah, next time we discuss that. Hurmat al-Habib, Hurmat al-Fatiha. Qabbal Allah.